Not a bad performance by the Candy Stripes.
Yeah, they've got to be really happy with that. I think recently their form had been a bit patchy. And I think when Dean Shield scored against his father's team, I thought the writing was on the wall. But to be fair to Kenny, he got them settled in at half-time and they made a real good fist of it in the second half. And they've got the replay now back at the Brandywell, and it'll be an interesting game.
Is there a time and date set for that game?
Well, I know that they're looking for Tuesday, but I think Kenny wasn't too happy with Tuesday. I don't know what his thinking is with that. You know, obviously Dundalk have games coming up all over the place, unless it's a wee bit of mind games. Maybe I think recently Kenny feels as if Derry are being a wee bit punished because they're, you know, they're on the outskirts of the league and all the travelling. And I think he'll find as I find when you do manage a provincial team, you do have certain disadvantages that go against you in the league and in terms of your travelling. So maybe Kenny's looking for a wee bit of extra recovery for his team after the long trip from Dundalk. But I think that the issues with the fixture being refixed is obviously the international team play Thursday and play Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
So there's lots of difficulties there. So
yeah, because...
Derry are looking for... Certainly Kenny's looking for a change from that.
Dundalk... we're supposed to have five games, that's not counting any replays, before their match in Europe again. And Zenit St. Petersburg were only at the one game. So that's another game for Dundalk. So that's six now before they play in Europe again. It's not giving Dundalk a fair chance either, in fairness.
Well, look, listen, at the end of the day, you know, it's a professional football league. Dundalk are professional. All Stephen Kenny's players are professional. So they'll be able to rest properly. I think Derry City players train every day. So ultimately, if you're successful, you're going to have fixture pile-up, and it's down to your squad. And, you know, Dundalk benefited today. They brought Dean Shields in the window, and he scored, and he's a new member of their team. So I think really Stephen Kenny hasn't really been making too many complaints about it because, you know, they're full-time. It's part of the game, and all the successful teams end up playing more games than the lately successful teams.
Well, Finn Harps are not a professional team. Beaten down in Galway last night, 3-2. They did score a couple of goals. They have fixture congestion as well. They certainly have problems in relation to travel. So, you know, all going against them.
Yeah, and therein lies the difference. You know, the fact that Finn Harps aren't full-time, the travel, this league has really caught up with them. It's now nine losses in a row. And although they put up a fight last night, really, you know, to concede two goals in the first 10 minutes made it really, really difficult for themselves. And they just seemed to be sort of running on empty at times, I say, although they did seem to put up a fist last night. Now, whether that was because they were particularly good or Galway, who have been inconsistent and lost their manager and well, hearing sort of lots of infighting within the camp, whether that affected them in the second half. The fact still remains, Harps have a lot of games to play. They're in a really tricky situation. You know, I think Sligo, Bray, Pats and Cork all to come before they play Wexford and then the final game at Bow. So it's a very, very tricky time for Harps. Whatever way they can, they need to try and pick up a point at least in one of those four games before they go into the Wexford match, because if they go in there without picking up a point, you know, and Wexford were to win, it's all going down to the last game and making it really, really difficult, you know.
Martin O'Neill eventually signed a contract with Republic of Ireland. Is that good for Republic of Ireland, or did Martin O'Neill miss a trick maybe in cross-channel management?
I think it's good for Republic of Ireland. I don't really think Martin O'Neill missed the trick. I don't. Obviously, I'm not au fait to what the contract negotiations were. I really don't think there was any issue. I think Martin O'Neill has always been slightly eccentric when it comes to these sort of matters. And I think the non-signing of the contract was really an issue more played on in the journalistic field than probably in his mind. You know, I think he's very, very committed to the World Cup campaign, I think as his staff. There's no doubt about it. I think Martin O'Neill would be, you know, a highly sought-after manager. But, you know, would he get the type of club that he'd want to go into? Would he want to go into a Premier League club fighting for survival? I don't think so. I think Martin's much more relaxed in the environment that he's currently operating in, you know.
And just looking at the action cross channel today, Manchester United playing Stoke, a 1-1 draw, not the result that United would be looking for if they want to even get into Europe, never mind winning the league.
Yeah, well, by all accounts, they started off really, really well, had a couple of really good chances. And then the longer the game went on, the longer they went without scoring, obviously Stoke grew in confidence. But you felt that when United scored, that they might have gone on to win the game comfortably. They didn't, and the feelings that's been sort of plaguing them the last couple of games came back to haunt them, and Stoke finished the game strongly and deserved the point. So I'm sure Mourinho's frustrated. Probably in a situation, you know, where he's been into a club where he's trying to change a philosophy and a mindset from some previous managers. And as I've always said, I think he was starting from a lower starting ground than the likes of, say, Klopp, who'd been at Liverpool a bit longer, or even Guardiola, who's been at Manchester City, and they've been obviously doing much better. I think over time, Mourinho will get it right. The problem is nowadays, and you know this yourself, you know, the media themselves will be all over this, and Sky tomorrow, they'll be analysing it inside out and upside down as why they didn't win, and that just creates pressure at football clubs that probably isn't needed, you know. But I'm sure long term, I still think they'll finish top four, but I still think he's got a bit of work to do as well to make them champions.
Well, it looked as if Manchester City were to run away with it, but Celtic stopped them in their tracks to some degree during the week, and today Spurs beaten them by 2-0. So what's happening there?
Well, you know, we all know Guardiola loves to play this expansive game and playing out from the back and opening up. And when you play like that, you know, if you do lose the ball, if you're playing against a team that presses you high, as Spurs did today, then you're always going to give up chances. And that's what happened today. I think Spurs, were from the very first minute, their energy was high. They were pressing Manchester City high up the pitch, winning the ball back in dangerous areas and causing them problems. And City never really got the grips with the tempo and the energy in the Spurs team. And I think it was a well-deserved win for Spurs. And, you know, Spurs are starting off the way they did last year under Pochettino. You know, he's a really exciting manager. He's got them, as I say, playing really high-tempo, high-energy football. The question there is, can they keep that going for the duration of the season? You know, it was in the last four or five games last year that they seemed to run out of legs, run out of energy. You know, maybe a full year of his style of play will benefit them, and I certainly think that they'll be there or thereabouts. But Guardiola, as I said, coming over to the Premier League is never going to be easy. It's not like managing Bayern Munich or Barcelona, where really you're top dogs in a league where a lot of the opposition are inferior. The Premier League is such a difficult league to play in, and each week you're coming up against a different type of opposition, different problems. But, you know, you can go to West Bromwich Albion and they'll turn it into an aerial battle and a physical battle, or you can go to Spurs and they'll press you high. And so he's learning about the Premier League as our, you know, that's the difficulty that he has. But he's still got a very good squad. Missing Kevin De Bruyne today, I don't think one player's an excuse for the performance. But I'm sure he's learning fast now that the Premier League is probably the most difficult league in the world. If not necessarily the best in quality, but certainly in terms of competition.